Episode 14, Attack of the Phones. I am the Jedi Master Dual Parallel.
Stop talking.
In the crappy movie Attack of the Phones.
Was not.
And I am joined by the...
I'm Mary Jane.
Wait! And I am joined by Senator Queen Padme Mary Jane.
I want to be your Padawan.
Okay, she's my Padawan. Fine. Rash, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I thought the movie was good, but I had the benefit of seeing it in one of the 19 digital theaters in the country. George Lucas figured there was going to be like 2,000 theaters by this time.
Right.
There's 19 in the country, so it was like watching a DVD on this like 40-foot screen or whatever, however wide.
I was just going to ask you, technically, how did it differ from other movies? So it is literally like watching a DVD on big screen.
And do you pay any difference for it?
Nope, same price. The same $10 for 2 ounces of popcorn, but... I don't think we're here to be Ebert and Roper today. I think we're here to...
Ebert who?
After Siskel died, they needed to give him a new...
He's dead?
He died like 3 years ago.
Died, yeah, man. You didn't even know he was sick, right?
Okay. No, exactly.
Yeah, like
the times, man.
Something.
This is Attack of the Phones, and I tried to defeat the evil empire today by making... I will fight you, Darth Tyrannus, by... making a call from a 35-cent Arbok payphone, but unfortunately the evil empire knew of my horrific plans and denied me access to that phone. So, you know what? I will make that phone call from the 35-cent phone, and I will dedicate that 15 cents that I saved to you listeners who have to deal with all the frustrations of the telcos, who have to deal with all those super inflated prices of the evil empire. So tonight... is Attack of the Phones, and it's totally, utterly all phones, all freaking all the time. And we're going to start out with something every freak and probably hacker has, and that is a toolkit. Now, we're actually going to go through, actually this whole show, hopefully most of it. Now, tell the listeners, Mary Chan, what is in front of you?
I'm Mr. Dual Parallel here. I have a decent amount of, phones.
Phones?
Phones,
a lot of
wiring.
I say, do you know what it is? Do you know what that is?
That's a phase box.
That is not a phase box, but that's a good guess. So, we got a bunch of crap all in front of us. We can barely move.
This is a table that fell down last week, right?
Yeah, it was another horrible accident, and
reinforce it this time?
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully no accidents. I think I've recovered. But first, we're going to go through my freak toolkit now, listeners.
You need someone to do sound effects for you.
Yeah, probably. I got a backpack, cheap backpack I bought, and I filled it up with all the stuff that I need when I go on my adventures. I hop on my,
scooter?
No, not my scooter. That's for fun. I hop on my hog, which is my bicycle, throw on my backpack, and then just scoot around town and find interesting things. Find open boxes, do a little trashing,
Now, Duel, let's talk even a little bit about just the backpack itself. So do you have, like, all these wacky type of things? It's, you know...
Oh, full on. It's like, first of all, it's a dirt cheap backpack, right? But it's really good. It's got lots of pockets. It's got lots of straps. I've got pockets on the outside. I've got two or three big pockets on the very back of the backpack. Got a big pocket inside.
I also noticed you took all the labels off the backpack.
Yeah, I did.
Non-descriptive.
Yeah, I've got a habit of doing that. Like, my vehicle, there's no markings, my backpack, everything. It's just no identifying marks whatsoever.
And what you don't want to do is put, like, put a sticker on the thing that says F the Establishment or something.
That's right. Or I'm a hacker, or, you know.
I read your email or something.
Yeah. I heart Osama.
I heart. That would be the worst. So let's start. You know what? Let me zip it all back up. All these zippers. And we're going to start with the outside. We're going to see what I've got in here. And I haven't done anything. I just pulled this right off my shelf. And we're going to see what's inside. And I'm going to tell you what it is, what it's used for, and I'm sure a lot of you already do have these things and use these things, but some who don't or some who might want to make their own freak toolkit might find some of this useful. So let's start with the outside pockets. First, I've got two matching pockets on each side, and inside each, an FRS radio. This is, what are they used for? Well, let's say you're dumpster diving at the local CO, and you got a buddy who's with you. They can watch out for the popos, or you're doing a little diving. It's got little earbud ports, you know, so you can put in a little earphone so, you know, it doesn't have to emit loud tones when they're saying, hey, you know, the polecats are here, run for your lives. So okay, first...
So also known as a, if you believe me, don't recognize the FRS thing, it's basically like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, but it's the family radio service. It's got 14 channels, and they're dirt cheap anymore. Highly recommend them. I bet you all those hackers have them anyways. Now, we'll go to the next smaller pocket here. What's inside? Oh, a disc. I've got a disc. What the hell do I have a disc in here for? Well, you know what? You never know. Actually, I believe this is a DOS 6.22 boot disc, which I have found to be the most useful boot disc ever. Maybe a good Linux boot disc might be even better, but I personally like the DOS 6.22 boot disc. Always carry one with me. Never know. Next, this is like a LADMO bag. Listeners probably don't know who LADMO is. Oh, there's a lot of stuff's gone out of here. Okay. Oh, that's why. Here it is. A digital recorder. That's right. I've got an IC recorder in here. And you can use this for boxing. You can use this to record people surreptitiously. Who knows? But I always carry a little IC recorder. This one, how many minutes does this have? I don't know, but it was pretty inexpensive. Radio Shack's got them. The next bigger pocket. Oh wait, there is something else in here. A pen. That's right, my freaks. A pen. Pen and paper, a little notepad are probably the most useful tools for your freak toolkit. The next bigger pocket, ooh, it's stuffed full. Aha. What are these? Do you know what those are, Mary Chan?
Let's see here.
It's a little plastic baggie.
No, Leave me alone. Leave me to myself.
These are Allen wrenches, but they're special Allen wrenches. They're used for the tamper screws that, well, just by coincidence, are found on payphones. You'll see the one that's used a lot in here. You see the one with all the scrapes on it. That's the common size that might be used for the tamper screws on payphones. But tools, my friends. These are little Allen wrenches with the little holes in the middle. Next, little triple jack pulled apart so I can make a little bass box. That's kind of insignificant. Okay. This next thing's a little more high-end. A lot of freaks probably don't need this or use it, but some might. This is what is called a tone generator, and what it's used for are tracing lines. Try it out in your house. Go buy one cheap. I think like $30. Hook it up to your NID, your network interface device. Turn it on, and it'll generate a tone that'll run through all the phone lines in your house. So then you can use a couple things. You can actually use the phone to check out the tones or an inductive amplifier, and I'll get to that in a little bit. I actually want to play for you. Oddly enough, I have some tone generator tones recorded, and I'll play them for you right now. Let's see here. On my little IC recorder, oddly enough, here we go.
Has to call me up at 12 a.m. I answer the phone.
Yeah, that's like super annoying. So those are the tones from the tone generator, and you can use the trace lines, and of course you could use, whoa.
Now, the other thing you can use that for, too, is not just phone lines, since it actually is an RJ11 connector, and an RJ11 will plug into an RJ45, so you can use it for tracing out network lines, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's got alligator clips. You don't even need a phone jack to do it.
Okay.
So there's that. Okay, now, boy, I thought I had more stuff in here. Oh, it's all in here, that's why. The big pocket. That actually fills up a lot of those little pockets really quick. Ah, the big one. First thing in a big one, on the top, a camera. That's right, I've got a camera to take pictures of my exploits. Don't get caught taking pictures of bad stuff. But I always like to have a camera around to, you know, to keep those memories of your freaking adventures. And next, I've got, what is this? Looks like a camera. Oh, binoculars. I actually don't know why I have these in here. I guess binoculars could be useful. I've actually never used them. You can tell the string's still wrapped together. But I've got binoculars in my freak toolkit. There you go.
Spy on the popo.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, that's right. You could. You can spy on the CO, the big switch, and see what they're doing. Okay, here's the inductive amplifier. So what it does is it picks up those trace signals using, of course, inductance, which is the, you know, current, of course, creates magnetic flux, and that picks that up.
Can I play that too?
Yeah, go for it. Press it. Oh, you get this little static.
So again, to listeners, just by physical proximity to a wire that has that tone signal on it, or that's being induced in there, that inductive amplifier can pick that up.
Hey, it works on dual.
Getting static in my head. That's right. It can pick up stuff. You don't even have to hook up to the lines at all physically. Okay, you know what? I'm going to save this for last. Of course, we've got a little mag light. Very useful. I actually have a pocket one I usually use, but this is a little bigger. Gets you a little more light for those freaking adventures.
That's like the little teeny tiny one that you can put in your mouth?
Yeah, I've got one of those that I...
I was just doing that.
all right, we're not going to go there. So, yeah, I got a little tiny one that I put in my pocket. It's basically on my keychain. But this one's a little bigger. Gets you a little more light when you need it. I've got cheap wire strippers in here. No need to explain those. Okay. Who is that famous hacker who said, turn off? How do you turn off? You screw it.
Which way?
This, clockwise. There you go. There's a famous hacker, and I'm sorry I don't remember his name. And apparently, he always carried a screwdriver with him. And when asked why he always carried a screwdriver with him, he said, I might need to make a phone call. So I always carry a screwdriver with me, and I've got one of those fancy, actually it's a Klein, so it's, you know, one of those electrician screwdrivers, but it's one of those 4-in-1s. Actually, more than that, it's got, you know, 2 Phillips, 2 flats, and of course the nut driver's on the ends, nothing for can wrench size. A can wrench, that's a can wrench and a punch down tool. I don't know if you guys, if you listeners, guys and gals, can afford that, but a punch down tool might be useful. And or a can wrench. They make specific wrenches, although you don't need that. You can just use a, you know, regular socket. Even a pair of pliers. A pair of Leathermans, you can probably open any box. So, screwdriver. Essential.
That's the other thing, too. If you don't have it there, I mean, it's just one of those general types of tools you always want to carry around, is a Leatherman.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you should definitely have those tools with you in your car or something. Okay, next. Okay, okay, another recorder, but this one's different. This is a 2-speed micro cassette recorder. And what's special about this one is that it has a handset out and a handset in jacks on it. They're the little ones. So you can basically hook up any box, hook up your bass box to this, hook it up to somebody's phone, and record things on micro cassette tape.
Don't
Very handy. I will not hit play. There's something on there right now we don't want anyone to hear. So that's in this big pocket. A lot of stuff in the big pocket. This is where all your jack's going to be. Never hurts to bring along a shirt, maybe even a pair of shorts if you're doing a little dumpster diving and it gets nasty. Who knows, a towel? You might cut yourself, hurt yourself. You can use that. I have also in here, I'm trying to dig it out. It's a little tangled. Okay, a headset. And this is a 2.5mm headset to use for use with any phones. And actually, it's in here to be used with a special phone. And, the lightsaber of my freak toolkit.
It's red.
It's big and it's red.
Does that mean you're... Oh,
that means right. I'm evil. I work for the evil empire. This is my lineman's test set. And I'm going to tell a story, and it's got better nails clips, which are really useful. It's got polarity indicator. It has redial. It's really high Z, high impedance, so you can hook up and other people cannot hear you come on the line. And I got to tell you a story about this. Actually, I got this at Radio Shack. And I'm not pimping Radio Shack, but damn, they got a lot of stuff, and they clear out a lot of stuff real cheap. This one, this one was originally $130, and I forgot the brand. I went in, and I looked at, you know, I looked at it 100 times. They marked it down to $99. Oh, yeah, I kept coming back, and sure enough, one day, ow! It was, I just got myself with a bed of nails clips.
Oh, God.
It was marked down to $50, and I bought it. And it's really useful, especially you get the nice cables, you get the nice bed of nails clips, so you can just clip onto any line, you know, any tip ring. You don't have to you don't have to strip any cables, just clip right on and use it. It's got a nice belt clip. It's pretty rugged. It's really rugged. Highly recommend it. If you get yourself a test set, get it. I've got another test set, actually, when I get to my boxes, I'll talk about, but it's definitely not this. So that's my freak toolkit. Now let's brainstorm, folks. Listeners, Ann Rax and Mary Chan, what other things might you put in a toolkit like that? I could always think of the emergency kind of stuff, you know, because you never know where you're going to be, what might happen, bandages, crap like that, maybe a cell phone, spare cell phone.
Electrician's tape and or duct tape.
Possibly a good pair of wire clippers or something. In case you have
Big wire clippers. Yeah, because these are just strippers, but if you had really good clippers, might be nice. Yeah, and that's a really good point, Rax. Yeah, these are dirt cheap. And a lot of this stuff isn't expensive. Go to your little tool places in town and find this stuff. Go to a place that has telco tools. You might find a place that specializes in line this stuff.
You know, another place to find like some of those higher-end tools like the toner, testers, and the butt set and everything else, and that is a pawn shop.
Ooh, yeah, that's really good, especially to get those nice Harris test sets. If you can go there and find one dirt cheap, more power to you. You know what? Home Depot actually has a lot of phone stuff. I think they have Harris test sets. They definitely have tone generators. They've got crimpers, punch down tools, stuff like that. I think they have quite a bit of stuff there, but it's kind of pricey. Look around.
Thinking too, just for the listeners, you ought to take pictures of this stuff and put it up on the site so they can see as well as hear the descriptions about them.
Funny you mention that. I started a photo gallery and I've got a few on there right now, but they're so huge and I didn't take the time to shrink these pictures down. Plus, they would look crappy. I'm gonna basically redo the whole photo gallery on oldschoolfreak.com and take pictures of boxes, all the stuff in my freak toolkit. I'll basically make a section just for a toolkit, just for boxes. Then I'll do stuff for telco cans. That's a great idea, Rax. And I will do it, listeners, for you to fight the evil empire. Mm. Man, it is like god-awful dry in here. It's like a freaking desert.
I blame the fan.
Oh, it is. Oh, let me turn off.
My God.
Talk.
All right, what else would you recommend for freaking adventures, Rax?
Well, you know, like Duel's the real freak in the situation here. You know, I'm more of an old school hacker that just kind of deals in some of the phone stuff and that. So when it's coming to the freaking stuff, he's the source of knowledge. But you know, electrician's tape, obviously, just for in case you ever have to pop into something like that. You know, on those any of those tools, if you can get them, having the insulated handles on them as well, in case you touch anything that has any current on it. You can insulate yourself from that and prevent yourself from getting a little zap.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to thank you for mentioning that, Rex. I want to reiterate something. I want to emphasize something to our listeners. If you're anywhere near power, or if you don't know if it's a telco box, if you see a box hanging on the wall, you don't know if it's power or if it's telco, stay out. Don't even bother opening it up. Stay the hell away from power, all right? Just my advice to you.
If you don't know what it is,
that's right. Stay away. If you got to know, you got to see that bell sticker on it. You got to see some identifying marks and make sure you know. Actually, and when you get experience, you know, when you go on your adventures and you're cruising behind strip malls and you're going in industrial areas and you're looking at boxes, you're looking up on walls, on poles, all the cans on the streets and alleys, you'll start to notice, you'll know, you'll recognize what box is what, you'll recognize, you know, hey, that's a transformer, you know, that's the main for this strip mall. You'll start to realize what's what, and you'll know where to go and what to avoid. Last thing. I always carry pocket knife with me all the time, except in the airports, of course. But a pocket knife is totally, utterly invaluable. Carry it with you all the time.
Okay. I mean, like I said, you know, the Leatherman has the pocket knife, the saw, the file, the, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
Yeah, but it's like too like big and redneck for me. I don't want like have wear it on my big belt, you know, big leather man. It's too big in my pockets. I just carry a pocket knife.
You remind me of a very freak version of the Croc Hunter. You know that?
The Croc
Hunter. Crocky, let me boost up my baseball team.
Oh. Crocky. Okay, so that is the Freak Toolkit. I don't mean to beat this to death. I know you can get this in some 80s text file, but this is good stuff to know, and I actually use this stuff. And you know what? If somebody gave me a choice... Okay, let's say you had to have emergency communications, right? Oh, you know, honey, you must have something for an emergency. And if I had a choice, I only got one, between a beige box and a cell phone, guess which one I would take? I would take, that's right, I would take the beige box, hands down. I have had cell phones that didn't work in the middle of the frickin' city that I bought it. There are places, your Cricket phone. Can you use that where you live?
Nope,
no.
Half the time I can't even use it in town.
That's right. Half the time it doesn't work in town, your calls will drop. But you know
what? You got crappy service.
Exactly.
I know it's crappy. Leave me alone about it, please.
Well, no. It's not you. It's not Cricket. But it's just the fact that cellular phones are not the best way to communicate. Granted, as long as you got nationwide and you're in the middle of freaking nowhere and you definitely can't get, you know, up the pole or to a can, then yes, a cell phone is better. But if you're in any type of civilized area at all, then a base box is guaranteed communications. And, of course, I don't recommend using it illegally. That would be bad. But, what's that?
Would be illegal.
That would, that's right. That would be, using it illegally would be illegal. But, I would take a base box hands down.
What about one of those satellite phones?
Sat phones, very expensive.
Iridium's now.
Are they? I thought they went out of business.
No, they got rebought. Basically, it was because the military had, you know, plans of using it, and so they were rebought and a bunch of other stuff and that. I don't know. They're still kind of holding on, and they're trying to figure out what else to do with it.
Huh. I've never actually used a sat phone. I'd like to. Okay, before I go on to the next section of the show, you know, we discuss the evil empire of the telcos. They're not actually evil, but man, they sure frustrate the heck out of you. You really got to watch everything you do with them. And I've got another instance where you do, and this is my local telco, Quest. Of course, everybody knows about their privacy policies and what they tried to do, and thankfully they didn't get to. But they've done something else. You know what? Since they didn't get that, they just decided to go ahead and release everything anyways on the web. A Quest glitch exposes customer data. Apparently, you can, and I know this, you can pay your Quest bill online, and I avoid that like the plague. I try to pay cash for everything. I only use checks when I have to. I definitely would never, ever pay anything over the web for just this reason. Customers were finding out by going to this pay on the web webpage that they could enter their name and no password and access anything they want. People would say, oh, man, you know, something's wrong with this vulnerability, so I'll change my password. They would change their password, nothing would happen. They'd log in with any password. So, Quest released. How long did this happen? Authorized users are going there. I don't actually know. I read the whole thing, but I didn't highlight it. It's been fixed, but I think the damage has been done. If people actually found out about this and wanted to, they could use this information for nefarious means.
Evil.
For evil. That's right. Evil, like the evil empire. You know what? I thought I bought the. As you listeners heard, the Star Wars in the beginning, I bought the Star Wars soundtrack just for the fact that I thought it would crash my computer. I looked for the warning signs on it, didn't say anything.
Just like it's illegal to make copies of it.
Right, which I would never do, of course, listeners. let me get a drink here.
Speaking of which, too, just in case of if people are wondering what that other song was, the long distance call, that was an old Muddy Waters song.
Hell yeah. That was the blues, baby.
It makes me want to go and get a glass of Country Time lemonade.
That's right.
Thank you, Forrest Gump. Okay.
So good news, folks, if you like Star Wars that much, the soundtrack does not crash your computer like Celine Dion. Okay, the next section, now this, as I said, we're going to try to make this all phones. I'm going to go over all this crap that I've got on the table in front of me, and these are all my boxes that I made. Some are unique, some I've created, some I've modified. A lot I use. A lot I don't use. a lot I have used. I'll be honest with you, I don't really use them anymore, but they were sure fun making them. You learn a lot. I'll start out, and this definitely, I didn't create this. This I called a Combox, and people made this when they were kids. Come on, this is like basically phone cable, and then you put in a 9-volt battery and a 300-ohm resistor in series, and then you can hook up phones, and you can talk on the phone without the phone company. Up to, oh, you're amazed, huh? It's like your own little personal intercom.
It's impression, not amazement.
Oh, okay. So it's basically like your own little intercom, and I think it'll work, you know, like up to a mile, something like that. It's pretty cool. So made that when I was really young.
So it's like the tin cans.
Exactly, high tech tin cans. And obviously, you know what? Obviously, you don't use this anymore. Now I think about it, the stuff I use is in my free toolkit. But these boxes are fun and they can be used. Now this I do use, and it wasn't in my toolkit because it's here, and you probably noticed that, folks, but this is the ultimate bass box, and this is just a bass box that I've modified with a couple of things. Actually, the article's on oldschoolfreak.com. I start out, this is one of my favorite phones, the bass box, because you don't have to use a headset. It's really small, but you don't have to use a headset. This is the Radio Shack flip phone, and basically you chop the cord off, reduce the bulk, and then I added, of course, then you have your bass box, which is your alligator clips. And then I added a line status indicator, you know, a little light so you hook up and you can tell if people are on the line or not. And this is my favorite bass box. And it's really small, put it in your pocket, and this is one I use a lot. That should, you know, I'm going to put the toolkit over here. Okay. No accident this show. All right, this is in a box. What do I have? Oh, this is my other test set. Is this freaking cool or what? This is fully disco.
It's one of those old-fashioned phones.
Hell yeah. I got an old Pulse test set. It's big and orange. And I put it on my own. And it used to have those, what do you call it, the single plug. But I put, of course, alligator clips on it. Isn't that cool?
I love this. I can't believe they went to touch-tone phones.
Yeah, it's so much more fun, isn't it? And, of course, you can dial, too, by using the switch hook on and off. Of course, you knew that. You probably watch Hackers. Okay, that was out of the toolkit. That's out of the toolkit. Next. Ooh, and I've got a brand-new box. And I don't know if it's ever been done. It's kind of like combining a couple of boxes. But I tested it just before the show, folks, and it works great. Next is the Annoya phone. And I think I read about this on phonerangers.org, I think. And it's called the Annoya phone, and what it is, you just take a phone, take the handset apart, and this is basically an all-in-one phone, like one of those princess phones, and I just ripped it apart, and then you take the, what did I take? That goes to the receiver. Basically, you wire in one of those little personal alarms into the mic, so you get an annoying phone call, telemarketer, and you start talking to them like, oh, yes, oh, I'm so interested. Yes, please stay on the line while I get my Annoya box ready. And then you pull a pin. Oh, let me see if you can hear this. Oh, you can't hear it. Maybe you can, because it's piping out through the mic. And the annoying phone call is then blasted with those little 120 decibel personal alarms, and that's called the Annoya phone.
Telemarketers are people, too.
And you just pretend that... You know what? There must be on your side. I can't.
That's right. What are you talking about? What is that? Okay, next. I'm gonna go. Now this is a music box, and that's just a music on hold thing from Radio Shack. That's nothing made really.
Oh, you mean like when people say please hold, and you can play the music?
Yeah, you put that on, and it plays like MIDI tunes, you know, into the phone line. Okay, this is
porn phone.
This is the prawn box. The porn box. I don't even know if I should talk about that one.
Are you allowed to?
Sure. I don't see why not. This is basically just take a phone. You know those little plastic area, you know, where you can, the little plastic clear piece racks that you can take out of the phone and you write your phone number on it and then you put it back, right?
Right.
Right. Well, some phones have really big ones, you know, really big areas you can do that. So you can take your favorite porno picture and then slap it underneath there and it's a porn box. Mary Chan's favorite.
The woman on there is prettier than me.
No, no one is prettier than you, Mary Chan.
Aw. You're saying next. That makes me feel better.
I know. Oh. So next.
Nice dodge.
Thank you. I'm very diplomatic. Next, I'll save the good box for last. Oh, okay. I enjoy these a lot. They're very useful. These are called dead boxes. And I've got three types here. All right, what do you think these do, Mary Chan? They all do the same thing. They look the same, first of all.
Okay, let's examine first.
Just say, to answer the question, they look the same?
Yes, of course.
They do not look the same.
I'm trying to figure out what they do.
Okay. All right, here's...
All right, well, each one of them consists of one of those cords that's used to plug...
This one doesn't.
...wires into. All right, that one does
that's
not.
A dead box, but it doesn't have an RJ...
That one does, however, have 11. A little clips on it that can connect to wires.
Okay, so we've got two with RJ11s, and then one with alligator clips, and no RJ11. Okay, like I said, these are dead boxes. Here's what they do. And I'll show you with this one, since it's the simplest. No, this is the simplest. Okay. All this is, all I did was take a mod phone line... You know, RJ11 on one side, and then I cut it, stripped it, so you expose basically the red and green wires, tip in the ring, and then wind them together and crimp it together, and that's called a dead box. Why is it called a dead box? Because it basically makes your phone line...
You say it.
Dead! It kills your phone line by shorting out the tip in the ring, so all the phones in any residence on that circuit go dead, until you unplug it. So that's the simplest, an RJ11 with the tip and the ring crimped together. And you can make it really small, like this one's, you know, just like an inch and a quarter. It's really tiny. You can hide it wherever you want. The other kind of dead box is kind of like a beige box in a dead box. You take two wires, put alligator clips on the end of it, and then crimp those wires together. So then you can hook up in a can or hook up in a, you know, or a telco box and short out the line. It's no good. Finally, the more advanced dead box, RJ11, the wire's exposed, and then I soldered them onto the momentary switch, so you can basically turn on and off the phones in the house and anywhere by clicking that button. Turn them on, turn them off. Yep. So those are dead boxes, and I didn't create those. Those are old, way old school. Hey, old school freak. Now... Let's see, we did an Anoia phone, we did the dead boxes, the prawn box.
You got to do with the, talk about the one we tested before the show.
Yes. Let me talk about one more. You know what? Yeah, let me talk about this one first. This one I created, as far as I know I've created it. Somebody else did, fine, let me know. I'll give them credit. I call this the secure box, and I actually have a picture of this on the website. That one's going to stay. That picture's going to stay. It's the first box I've got up there. And basically, I took an all-in-one phone and stripped it down to nothing. And then I put it in an enclosure. I found an enclosure for it. This is a nice hard plastic box. And then wired up a handset to it. So basically it's a phone that can do nothing in a hard plastic enclosure. No buttons. You can't control the switch hook. Nothing. With a handset coming out of it. So all you can do is talk and listen. And then here's the key. You take the mod. You take the phone wire coming out of that all-in-one phone. And you plug it into a locking phone jack. So basically, you're kind of combining a few parts. So basically, calling it the secure phone, you totally secure the use of this phone. People can only, with the key here, turn on... It's kind of like a prison phone now that I think about it. Turn on the service to this phone, and then all they can do is talk and listen, and that's the secure box. Pictures on the site, oldschoolfreak.com. I'll put links up to the new photo gallery soon. Now, finally, this is the newest box. And a year ago, I guess, maybe two, I'm not sure, there's an article in 2600 about these little Conair phones that had standard 1/8-inch jacks, in, you know, 3.5mm instead of the 2.5mm for the headset. And what you can do, basically, is plug in any audio, you know, input into the phone. You can... plug the phone into you know, audio input of a stereo and get it on stereo speakers. And I thought, hey, I just bought this little, what is this called? What's that called? iRock. It's an iRock. It's basically a wireless FM transmitter. So it goes from 1/8-inch to wireless, usually used for your car stereo, you know, sitting on your seat. It only pipe it a few feet, and it'll go on the unused FM frequency down in the 88s. So what I decided to do was combine the two. Take this Conair phone, plug in the iRock, and then pipe it to my home stereo. And we did. Rax talked on the phone, and we heard. Did you not hear Rax talk on the phone?
Yes,
you did. So he piped the phone conversation wirelessly to my stereo. Now think of the implications, folks. You can make this into a beige box, and then pipe it to your car stereo. Who knows? Use this, pipe it to your stereo to record it. You can do a lot of things. Hook it up, and then just leave it there, and then you know you can stand nearby with your little AM/FM, you know, your Walkman and your headphones, and listen to somebody's conversation as long as you're close enough. A lot of implications, and I called it, what did I call this? The stereo box, I think? That name's horrible. I wanted something cool. I like cars.
S-Box.
S-Box. Ooh. S-Box. What's that?
Video box.
What?
Video box.
Radio box. Ooh, I like that one too. I'll have to look it up. Yeah, Noob 2600 has the definitive guide to boxes. There's actually a lot of boxes not in there, like Lucky 225 boxes. There's a bunch. Coffee box I didn't see. I'm sure some are just different names. So those are just some of the boxes that I've made over the years. Made lots of beige boxes. Of course, you know, you got the classics, you got the red box. I've got tons of tone dialers. How many tone dialers do I have out there?
Shitload.
A shitload. I got a shitload of tone dialers used to make, of course, red boxes. And I hope, folks, and like Rex said, I'm going to take pictures of the toolkit. I'm going to take pictures of all these boxes and get them up on the website so you can check them out. And I'll try to write articles. I've wrote articles. Oh, I forgot the stack box. This is pretty simple. Basically, look at that mess of wires. That is, yeah, isn't that lovely? You're just so excited about this, aren't you?
No, I think it's interesting. It's really good when you need a lot of electrical outlets for things. Especially phone outlets.
Yeah, there's a lot of cables and wires in this room. So you're going to need a lot of power. You're going to need a lot of phone jacks. This is called the stack box. And it's pretty straightforward. You take a bunch of, you know what? You know what this came from? Remember the first show, I said, I want to make my own phone switch. So I said, you know what, how can I? And I started to. I started looking around. Radio Shack was selling these 4-to-1 line switches for like $3. So I bought a bunch of them, and I started wiring them together with the bottom switch feeding the other switches. So it's kind of like my own switch. Of course, it's all manual, and you know, you can plug in whatever you want. I've got I got 16, you know, basically now 16 ports that I can choose. And that's called the stack box. I actually wrote an article about that. It's on oldschoolfreak.com. So, I'm out of breath. That's a lot of phone stuff in a little bit of time.
Yay!
Yay, that was fun. Listeners.
Well, I was going to do it before you move on. I was going to pass another little thing along. You remember that big CO switch by my place, right?
I have seen it.
And, you know, most of the COs now, since they have all the electronic switching equipment, you know, these places are like 2 stories high or 3 stories high, and they have a basement and everything. And most of the stuff is sitting in the basement nowadays, right? Because it's, you know, all the electronic stuff is a lot smaller. Well, turns out that CO near me, they're putting on an addition to that, like a 3-story high addition in the back. And I have no clue what it is, but I'm going to try to do some social engineering with some of the construction people around there, see if I can figure out what's going on in there.
Yeah, please do. A 3-story?
3-story wing in the back of this, in the back of the CO near my place.
I bet it's for data. I bet it's for broadband.
Well, could be. They're supposed to be doing laying a lot of fiber in the street in this area, and that, of course, remember me pointing out that other big, huge, nondescript building with all the security being the MCI data switch in the area.
Looks like a prison, man.
No doubt.
It's tighter than a prison. There's like nothing. It's totally nondescript. It's like a giant obelisk. You live so close to that switch, I would be using the binoculars in my freak toolkit every day, watching that place like a hawk. I bet you could learn so much, and that's a big one, too, right by your house. That's really big.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. All you need to do is just find an apartment near there and watch them through the binoculars.
That's right. I'll buy a house just for the proximity to a switch or a CO. Now, you know, you can also get tours at, you know, I try to get tours, and they don't even want to talk to me, man. Maybe my social engineering failed those attempts.
Well, the thing is, you know, it'd be almost better if you got a bunch of people together and say, you know, you're like you're taking a class in college or something.
Yeah, see, that would work. If I had, like, college ID, or if I had, you know, a bunch of young kids or something, or like, if I was trying to apply, like, go in there and, ooh, that's a good ploy. Pretend like you want to apply for a job and, you know.
I did that once, actually.
For where?
I went to you know, the place where we live currently has a lot of clear channel radio stations.
What place doesn't, man?
Well, I was like, it'd be really interesting to explore around there. So I walked in and said, hi, I'm wondering if you guys, you know, accept internships here. And they actually said, yes, only problem was the lady who did those wasn't there, blah, 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 here's her number, and I was very bummed out about that.
So you were exploring a clear channel radio station.
Well, I was trying to. You only get into the lobby and they go, can we help you?
Right.
You
know? Did you check out the dumpster?
Yes, but everything was nicely bagged. And
dude, you are leet. You are hacker girl leetness. That is pretty cool. And these are not nipple clips, by the way.
I said, this is no, just like little alligators, you know?
That's why they're called alligator clips.
Cute.
They are very cute.
Well, I don't know.
You know, the other thing is a lot of dumpsters, a lot of places are locking their dumpsters now. They have the medium-sized dumpsters. They have a part that goes across the lids, and it locks down.
Yeah, you know, I think they all have the ability. You know, let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up, Rax. I know we did it the first show, but we didn't really talk about what it is and what to do. And I know it's probably common sense to everybody that, you know, most people have probably done it. But for those who haven't, this may help. A lot of places, first of all, yes, do lock their dumpsters. All companies have the ability to lock their dumpsters. But I have found that most do not. Actually, the places who should, don't. And the places who don't need to, do. Like,
damn, I can't get into the McDonald's!
That's right, like restaurants and freaking beauty salons lock their dumpsters, you know. But the, you know, the electronic stores don't. The CO's wide open.
Actually, I should look up where the Citadel stations are and see if I can infiltrate them.
Why not?
And I will. I'll have, like, a couple times because it's some sad news here.
Sad news?
You know, for the next 2 weeks and everything.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's sad news, but I'm going to be busy doing other things, and unfortunately, since I won't be able to be here recording the shows, Mary Chan won't be able to be here. But, thankfully, this actually might be a boon. Our listenership might go up. Rax, and hopefully Condor, and maybe even Slip and Meme, will be taking over recording for the next 2 weeks. And first of all, thank you, Rax. I really appreciate it. And I don't think it'll be a sad thing. I'm actually really interested. I can't wait, actually, to listen to the show like I'm a listener, just like for pure enjoyment. Not that I don't enjoy this, but, you know, Rax is so good, Condor, and hopefully Slip and Meme will be there, too. I'm excited. It's like it's going to be brand new. It's going to be a treat. Oh, you're crying. It's okay, Mary Chan. It's okay. So back to DD, back to dumpster diving. First, pretty obvious, do it at night. Not like I did the first episode. I did it in the middle of freaking day. That was pretty dumb. Don't do that. Take a friend with you if you can, if not to, remember when we went?
When? Oh.
Mary Chan, oh, this is great. I'm so glad you brought this up, Rax. Mary Chan and I went dumpster diving, went to the CO, and we went at nighttime, and everything was great, you know, no dogs barking, nice and quiet. Got to the dumpster, and her phone started ringing. Her cell phone, and it was in your purse, your pocket, whatever, started ringing loud. So I looked at her, and she said, okay, I'll get it. So she took it out, and she answered it. She answered the phone, hello. And I was thinking, no, that's the opposite of what I want you to do.
Well, first off, yours was on too. The same thing could have happened.
All right, that's true. That's totally true. Right. Mine is on. But if mine rang, I would have shut it off. I would have just answered and hung up, you know. You answered, start talking.
It was already, it's a long story about how it worked. I was going to be like, hi, oh yeah, I'm like dumpster diving.
Hello!
Really cool. Yeah. And,
not falsing you at all. It wasn't bad at all. The thing is, this dumpster, it's like in an alley. It's like right behind, and it's right by the, well, of course, a parking lot where all the other dumpsters are. But luckily, nothing happened. That was really funny, though. It was really funny. We got a lot
you
of good
didn't
stuff.
Ask them you.
Not at the time, because there was a lot of good stuff. That was like a really good night. You know, that's one thing, folks, and I think Connor talked about this, too. If you're going dumpster diving, you're not going to find good stuff every trip. Keep going, not night after night, of course. Mix your targets around over a period of time. But don't give up if you don't get something good the first time. That night, actually, we had our particularly good haul. Lots of,
personal information.
Theoretically, if we were doing it, it could have been a really good haul. other nights, it's terrible. You know what? You're going to find a lot of times that people dump their trash in dumpsters. You're going to have to deal with that. You're going to find a lot of times it's just going to be plain empty. Either they're not doing a lot of stuff or, you know, you came on the garbage day. So, first of all, don't give up. That's what you might expect, what kind of loads in the dumpsters. Go ahead and bring your toolkit. Save some space to stuff the stuff in there. You know what? Maybe, I don't know. You know what? I want to ask you guys' opinion. Should you bring your toolkit? Because if a cop got you, right? If somebody, you know, heaven forbid, busted you, and you had this backpack on full of all this stuff that they don't understand, you know, it's probably scarier than a gun. Well, of course it's not scarier than a gun, but, you know, all these things they don't understand, all this technology, all these weird things, screwdrivers, you know, who know, for all I know, burglary tools. Do you think it's a good idea to bring that or not?
Man, I've noticed cops hardly search, though. I was talking to a girl who works at near a store where I do the other night. She was going on about, oh, yeah, you know, she and her friends got caught by the cops drinking. Oh, she was so wasted. One of her friends, though, I know this guy, you know, packs more weed than, a place that packs more weed. And he had a ton of stuff in his backpack. He has all his weed, he has his bong. The cops didn't even search him. He could have gone to jail for all the stuff he had, and all they were worried about was the fact that, you know, here's this girl, obviously underage, puking her guts up because she drank too much.
Well, I think that's unsafe to make generalizations, though, about the police.
I mean, they just got lucky. They got lucky.
I was just going to say, it's going to depend on the situation.
There was a good duel, and to answer your question, there was a really good article on dumpster diving. I found it in Hack in the Box, but the original article appeared on 2600slc.org, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, yeah.
And talk about dumpster diving. They said what you do is have a couple of cardboard boxes, like in your trunk or whatever, and just say, yeah, you know, you're moving or you're helping a friend move and you're looking for cardboard boxes.
Oh, yeah. I use that one. I use cardboard boxes. I use wire for my electronics projects or student projects. You can always use aluminum cans, but that one's kind of gay.
If you're
like
looking for like an empty bag with like one or two cans
right.
in there or something, you know?
Yeah, you never know. I was looking for my soccer ball and it worked. It got me out of it. So you know, it's probably going to depend, like you said, Rax. You know, luck, of course, preparation and skill, but you know, possibly luck, the situation, and what you can think of off the top of your head.
But the thing is, you know, have an alibi pre-planned.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know, think about where you're going. Look at the dumpster. If you're walking up the dumpster, you see there's a bunch of boxes in it. Hey, easily, you got it. You're looking for boxes. It's pretty, you know, I'm moving, you know. My uncle's moving. You got it made. What else can we talk about? Dumpster, flashlights are good, but not too much. Don't bring a big freaking mag light. Don't bring a spotlight. Just one that can light up the inside of the dumpster. Be quiet. Dark clothes don't hurt.
Well, now, how about the other thing? Talk about what to look for and what to look out for. I mean, obviously, you know, there could be food and other kinds of icky stuff.
Yeah.
Sleeping hobos.
That's right. You know, you never know when you might encounter that crazy bum. And
get out of my house!
And they can be violent sometimes, too. You know, God bless the homeless, but boy, you got to watch out.
Broken glass, nails,
needles.
Yeah, I was just going to say, here's what to look out for. First, avoid restaurants or anything that deals with food. Avoid anything medical at all. Avoid hospitals, doctor's offices, anything medical, avoid it totally. Of course, look after those dangerous stuff. I don't condone this, but if you're climbing any fences, watch out for that barbed wire. Maybe bring gloves along with you. Of course, watch out for glass. Watch out for dogs. First of all, they're noisy as hell, and they'll give you away. But they can also take a good chunk of flesh out of you, too. So definitely watch out for dogs when you're going down those alleys. Do you have any
chance? I would also recommend, I mean, when you go about biting things, you know, rats also, they're pretty shy, but, you know, hostile one will bite you.
Yeah, that's right. Those vicious rats. Yeah, definitely. Watch out for those vermin.
Lemmings will attack you.
Lemmings or prairie dogs are vicious. But go out on an adventure. Load up your bike. Get some exercise. You know, you can drive around in your car if you want. You know, that's just not as fun. You're going to miss a lot of stuff. And just start hitting dumpsters. Start checking out boxes. Have an adventure, for crying out loud. Get out of the house, man. Have some fun.
Now, let's talk about the other side of things. What are they looking for? Okay, we said what not to look for. What to look for? Phone directories.
Oh, man, those are the best. Anything, any type of phone number or name list of any company, not just CEOs. I'm not just talking about telcos here. Any small business anywhere. That's good stuff to look for. That's good information.
Another good thing, and this little article I read pointed that out, too. Think about it. Someone gets a new password in that. What do? They write it down in a little Post-it note.
Post-its?
They do. They
Hell
call
yeah.
it up and throw it in the trash. They don't take it down to the shredder.
I do it all the time.
Look for little crumpled up pieces of paper.
That's right. And another thing to look for, and which I have actually found a lot of, and it's actually been very useful, and believe it or not, I have no idea how I found this or why I found it, unopened mail. You might think it's junk mail or something. A lot of times I have found full up insurance claims. I found a full packet, unopened envelope of court papers for this poor gentleman who knows why threw it away, and it had every piece of personal information possible about this guy.
Ah, jerky duty.
This guy was going to the can for, I don't remember. So look for it. You may think it's junk mail. Oh, I don't mean junk mail. No, check it out. So, of course, your blatant lists. Also, any type of books or manuals. And that could be anything from, crappy 80s computer program to proprietary manuals. I was in a Radio Shack the other day, and they were playing one of their proprietary sales tapes, you know, how to sell the Samsung 6200 to people. And if they throw that stuff away, that's, like, good stuff. That's good information. So videotapes, any proprietary manuals. I just had something on top of my head. Oh, of course, naturally, discs, any discs. Even if they're 5 1/4, check them out. And, you know, hopefully you've got a 5 1/4 drive. Let's see, manuals, lists,
There's another thing, too, if you're by, you know, any place that's a computer store, electronics store, and that a lot of times, you know, they'll do something that it's, you know, they can't figure out how to fix it. Let's face it, they're not necessarily the sharpest tools in the shed working there at all these places,
right.
So they might not be able to fix it. Tell the customer they need to buy a new one. They do, and they throw the old one away. So typically, like monitors, all they do, they cut the power cord.
That's right.
They cut the video cord, you know, big deal, you can fix that.
You know what would be such a good place to go dumpster diving? You know what would be such a good place to go dumpster diving?
Where?
The tech support places.
Oh, totally. Yeah, just think of the information you can get at tech support places. And like Rex was talking, so that's good stuff. They would probably throw away discs, manuals, stuff like that. Rex has good ideas about actual hardware. Another thing, I got a really old buddy used to do this, and he used to dumpster dive when he was a kid to get office supplies, like pencils, you know, paper, stuff like that. He would get tons of stuff like that. So, of course, you can get some electronics, you can get phones, phone parts. I went to one cellular phone place, and they had a dumpster full, the dumpster wasn't full, but they had tons of old bag phones, lots and lots of them, and who knows what you can do with that kind of stuff. Lots of fun, folks.
Yes. Lots of fun.
Phone freaking is a lot of fun.
Phone freak.
That's right. Explore the phone system, but not just from your house. Go out and explore it from other people's houses. No, not really. Don't do that. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything that caught. Definitely don't call across state lines, because that's federal. A tip that I'm sure you've read about and you'll always use a tone dialer. Carry a tone dialer. You know what? It wasn't in my toolkit. How did that happen? I gotta find it. Here it is. Okay, that's why. Here it is. Always. There's no batteries in this one. There's no batteries in this one.
Okay.
Always, yeah. Always carry. Oh, there we go. I was playing tones to the listeners' racks. Always carry your tone dialer, non-memory version. And if you're ever doing any bass boxing, use that tone dialer and not the phone, because it has redial capabilities probably.
All right, so how does this exactly work? All right, I get the speaker here, so do you just put it up to the phone and hit the numbers?
Yeah, all you have to do, you turn it on, and then you'll see, this is for Mary Chan, not the listeners. This mimics, as you can see, the DTMF pad. These are dual-tone multi-frequency.
Right, each phone makes it, each number makes a difference.
Right, and all this does, it has circuitry inside, so you press the button, and it generates those two tones. Through this little speaker. So you put that speaker up to the mic, the transmitter of your phone, and it'll dial. You don't have to use the phone. You can use this.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And it's really useful for pay phones that have the DTMF pad shut off, like for the Tell Me Wake Up call.
Try one of these days.
Yeah, you can have one. I got 10 of them.
Sweet.
You can have one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you batteries and everything. You have your own tone dialer now.
Wow.
And dial. You can dial all your phone calls. Oh my gosh! I don't have any phone calls to make tonight,
dude.
What is wrong with me?
I know.
There's got to be something to call.
By the way, Skylar went on vacation and she's now in the Caribbean. She's with Hyde, everybody.
Well, she's where?
In the Caribbean.
How cool! Tell her if you talk to her, tell her to take pictures of payphones.
All right.
Well, they're probably just American payphones. You know, I did find something today on the sidewalk, and I was wondering what I could do with it. And this is a good time to ask you guys. I found a Smith's Fresh Values Frequent Shopper card, and of course the only thing on it is a barcode. There you go. Now, can I go to a store and say, hey, I want to see what kind of information's on my card because I moved? And
they won't do that. I mean, they just keep that. Basically, they build a database of people's buying habits, so they want to... they want to do database marketing and say, hey, people who buy, you know, chocolate Jell-O pudding also buy, you know, this.
Oh, right. I knew they were, you know, using data mining and correlation, but...
All right, here's still the Smith's First Values card, though, which is basically the reason not... All right, which is the reason they get people to sign up for this is because you can get your food for cheaper.
Well, I know that.
The Coke's like $1.05. If you have a value card, it's like, you know, cheaper than that. So that's about the only use. You can go up there and get your Coke for cheaper.
No. But think of another use. Can I take this... So I can't go up and say, hey, I changed my address, because don't they ask for your name and address?
Nope.
I thought they did.
Nope.
You just run it through. I mean, besides, they own that data. I mean, they sign you up initially in that, so if they want to market anything else in that out. But, you know, besides the cashier at the front part anyway, probably won't be able to do anything. They just run it through there. They probably don't even know what's on there. The store manager probably doesn't even know. All they know is that they have to ask for that. Because they're trying to gather that information.
You know, it's apparent that I should probably go grocery shopping and not eat out all the time. I do not grocery shop, and I think it's apparent.
He does, and it's scary.
I'm sorry, man. I like to eat out. I like to eat out.
You have Star Wars cereal, though.
Okay, but that's good, actually. Star Wars cereal is, like, really good.
It is good. Well, that's my notes. Will you buy stuff, though? Right, you'll eat at home, but everything you eat is like a microwavable instant manner. You don't cook, all right?
No, I don't. All right, listeners, fine. I don't cook.
Okay, this isn't the cooking
show. Oh, yeah, you're right. This is the cooking show. I'm sorry. I don't know because of this freaking Fresh Values card, and I thought there was a vulnerability on it. Sorry. All right, listeners, this is Attack of the Phones. You know, honestly, I'm sure some of it was pretty rudimentary for most of you listeners. But for those who wasn't, I hope you learned something, and I hope it piqued your interest. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of projects to make. Combine technologies, like I just made the radio box, the stereo box, the S-box, whatever you want to call it.
I will personally miss all of our 15 listeners next week.
Yes, I will definitely miss the listeners. We had 15 on the stream, but that doesn't count how many downloaded the show, so who knows?
I'll miss them, too.
That's right. Well, I will miss them also, but I can't wait.
I'll miss all 17 listeners.
That's right. I can't wait to hear... Rax's show. Rax, I'm going to thank you ahead of time for doing the show.
Sure thing. And also, just too, I'm saying, you know, it's a good thing we got all this phone fix in here because, like I was saying earlier, you're the phone freak. I'm the hack. So,
so guess what, kids? It's Hack City. New Hack City coming down the pipe next 2 weeks. Hey, what are we ending the show with, Rax?
Okay, we're going to a little closeout for Attack of the Phones. This is an old Saturday Night Live bit with Bill Murray singing Star Wars, so I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. All right, Rax, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Night, all.
This is the Nick Winters Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot today, folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars, don't let them end. Star Wars, if they should buy wars, please let these Star Wars stay and pay. How about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars! Those near in Star Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!